Attorney General Ashcroft this week called for the U.S. Congress to do more to end racial profiling. The police practice of targeting non-whites as crime suspects primarily because of their race. Mr. Ashcroft called for a federal study within 6 months to determine the extent of the practice. Civil rights activists, however, say one of the most potent federal tools to end racial profiling and police misconduct has been the so-called pattern and practice investigations by the Justice Department Civil Rights Division, and there is concern that President Bush may slow down or change the way those investigations are done. NPR's Eric Westerveld reports.
Pattern and practice investigations under Janet Reno led to federally monitored reforms of the New Jersey State Police after it was discovered that some troopers routinely targeted drivers based on skin color. Similar probes led to federal oversight of police in Pittsburgh and Steubenville, Ohio, and most recently Los Angeles, stemming from false arrests, illegal searches, and excessive force. And Justice Department pattern and practice probes are still underway in New Orleans, Washington, D.C., New York, Detroit, Prince George's County, Maryland, and half a dozen other cities and counties. The Reverend Wendell Anthony is head of the Detroit NAACP. He applauds Attorney General John Ashcroft's new focus on racial profiling. But Anthony wants assurance that the Civil Rights Division's ongoing investigations of police abuse will continue as vigorously in the Bush administration.
Mr. President, when we bring issues of racial profiling, when we bring issues of police abuse and of their authority, then let's have your man, your head of the Justice Department, to pursue it and prosecute it to the fullest extent of the law.
The pattern and practice investigations are based on a 1994 federal law, not administration policy. And Attorney General Ashcroft repeatedly tried to reassure senators during his bruising confirmation hearings that he would enforce all existing federal laws, even those he might not agree with. Still, many police watchdog groups aren't convinced. Former Washington, D.C. officer Ron Hampton directs the National Black Police Association. Hampton believes that under Ashcroft, the probes of racial bias and police abuse will not proceed at the same pace or with the same emphasis and intensity.
And as much as, you know, I've heard him say he's going to enforce the law, I'm also familiar with past administrations when there have been laws on the book and very little attention given to those laws and the enforcement of those laws when it came to certain practices in our community.
President Bush has yet to name an assistant attorney general for civil rights, so an administration source says the criticism is premature at best. But these fears aren't mere speculation. Candidate Bush almost never talked about racial profiling or police brutality on the campaign trail. And Bush won the endorsement of the Fraternal Order of Police, his only major endorsement by a national labor union, partly by pledging to stop what he called the federal micromanaging and second-guessing of local police. So many in local law enforcement believe his attorney general will be far less aggressive when it comes to investigating them.
We are very hopeful, and all of the information that we have received lends us to believe that certainly there will be a different approach taken, that the Department of Justice Civil Rights Section will no longer be the internal affairs of major police departments.
Sheriff Jerry Keller runs the Las Vegas Metro Police Department and is also chairman of the Major Cities Police Chiefs Association. Keller says the Justice Department has given police assurances that the Clinton days of one-size-fits-all consent decrees are over.
No one in our business, our profession, minds scrutiny, but we want that scrutiny and the decisions made to be based on facts, on evidence, and on actual events, not anecdotal, hypothetical situations or the emotional, opinionated, or innuendo perspectives that often the Department of Justice admitted they were using unsubstantiated reportings of police abuse or misconduct.
Attorney General Ashcroft this week himself signaled that the Justice Department will be more willing to work out voluntary agreements to let police monitor themselves rather than impose a federal solution.
There are ways to help law enforcement agencies do their jobs well. That's another opportunity of the Justice Department. We are law enforcers, but we can also provide assistance to departments in saying, here are the ways that you can avoid difficulties in this area that will help you be better servants to your public. There are other times when it's simply that it is our role and function to enforce the law as a way of helping get us to that objective, and we'll continue try to work on both of those tracks. We'll work with both carrots and sticks.
Given the signals sent now and during the campaign, police studies professor Eli Silverman with the John Jay College of Criminal Justice doubts there will be many new investigations of local police launched under Ashcroft.
Where do you draw the line between unacceptable and acceptable practices? Where do you draw the line between law enforcement agency falling down, but yet being capable of reforming itself. My guess is that this administration would give the law enforcement agencies a far wider latitude.
To be sure, civil rights and police reformers will carefully watch to see whom President Bush appoints to head Justice's Civil Rights Division and to see what she or he does with the dozens or so open files of police investigations already underway. Eric Westervelt, NPR News.